I'm very happy to welcome to our program Deborah Berger. She's a registered nurse and co-president of the National Nurses United Union, the largest union and professional organization of registered nurses in U.S. history, with over 190,000 members nationwide. Deborah, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Thank you. Thank you for getting the information out for everyone.
Sure. And I was excited to have you here this evening because what our listeners may be aware of, that, and we've been talking about it for some last month or so, and that was the National Nurses United Union played a big role in organizing the People's Summit, which occurred in Chicago June 17th through the 19th. And it was a way for supporters of Bernie Sanders to get together to talk about what's next, what kind of agenda could be hammered out regarding the election coming up in November and beyond. But Deborah, before we get to the topic of the People's Summit and Bernie supporters and the agenda, tell us about the National Nurses United Union and the role the union has played in the Bernie Sanders campaign during the primary season.
Okay. Well, National Nurses United came into existence in 2009. It was an affiliation of the largest state unions, Massachusetts, Minnesota, California, and Maine, Nevada, a number of states all joined together to form National Nurses United. All of the affiliate unions have been completely progressive in our politics and in our agenda, meaning that we are for single payer Medicare for all, that we want to expand and improve Social Security so people don't have to live in poverty. We want to make sure that all of our citizens have a living wage so that they can afford to live in comfort and dignity. We want to make sure that college education is free. And we were working on these issues way before Senator Sanders came on the scene. We were working with him on several issues like a financial transactions tax and funding it by making sure that we could have free college education, right? But when he finally declared himself as a candidate, we wholeheartedly supported him because his issues so closely mirrored ours, it was as if we were running for president. So we were really excited that all of our nurses endorsed him and wanted us to put that endorsement forward. From the day that we endorsed him, we've had hundreds of nurses, thousands of nurses volunteering on his campaign to get the message out. And he actually exceeded our expectations in getting all the way to the Democratic convention and really getting the issues out there in a public forum so that they could be debated and acted upon.
Well, from what I understand, you guys over at the National Nurses United Union are great organizers, and I can only imagine, without knowing all the nuts and bolts details, that your organizers on the ground around the country probably had a lot to do with the victories that were won by the Sanders campaign during the primaries.
It was our staff organizers, but it was also thousands of nurses working in their communities, because we have nurses all over the country that actually made a huge difference in getting his message out there, doing the canvassing, doing the phone banking. Even from California, we had nurses calling into all of the other states to get the message out there. So it was a group effort to really move the agenda forward, not just moving Bernie Sanders forward, but nurses were talking about why they know that we need to rein in the for-profit system for health care, why we need to deal with the pharmaceutical industry that still has far too much power over necessary medicines and are interfering with that process. So it was a team effort, but by far nurses were in the communities out there organizing.
Deborah, I want to get to the details of the gathering at the People's Summit in just a moment, but it seems appropriate, given the fact that it's apparent now Bernie Sanders will not be the Democratic Party nominee for president when people gather in Philadelphia for the Democratic Party convention. I wonder what, from your point of view, someone who's worked on Bernie Sanders' campaign, what was the accomplishment here in these in this past year of campaigning all across the country with 22 states won both caucuses and primaries? What do you think is the significant victory here for Sanders and his agenda?
Well, the biggest victory in Senator Sanders' presidential campaign was the fact that we had a public debate about whether college tuition, whether going to college should be free or not, whether it should be, quote, affordable, or whether it should be free. That was huge. Then talking about taking the profit out of healthcare, having Medicare for all. There was discussion. Nurses had these discussions with people that they were phone banking into on a daily basis. So that also was discussed. Discussing having a living wage, affordable housing, you know, a place to put your head at night where you could feel safe. All of those things were front and center in Senator Sanders' campaign, and that was the appeal, not just to young people, but to people that were really terrified about having an injury or a chronic condition or a cancer diagnosis and not knowing where the money was going to come from to pay for that. And so the biggest victory was getting those issues out there and saying, wait a minute, in a country this rich, of course we should have Medicare for all so that people don't declare bankruptcy. Right now, 3/4 of all bankruptcies in the United States are a result of medical bills. So those are victories that people can be proud of when they think about politics as usual, because up until Bernie Sanders declared his candidacy, Mrs. Clinton was going to be just coronated with no discussion, no debate, and it was going to be whatever she wanted. So that is a victory that everybody can be proud of.
I would just submit one quick note here of my own, and that is, I think the punditocracy, the inside the Beltway crowd, the media elites were just shocked that Bernie Sanders was able to rouse an army of diehard supporters that contributed almost as much money as Hillary Clinton was able to raise with all her many decades of insider favors and back scratching. It was amazing to see the fundraising potential of a progressive candidate like Bernie Sanders.
You actually have to speak to people's issues, and you have to have a moral compass. You actually have to be willing to say, there are certain things I'm not going to compromise on. You actually have to be able to have a high degree of trust built up over decades of working on political issues, and Bernie Sanders was the right person to run this campaign. And when you have people that you work with that you know you can trust, you're willing to contribute money. You're willing to give up your weekends off to go do canvassing and phone banking. So it only makes sense that people were, you know, their minds were opened, their imagination was allowed to be free and look at the possibilities of what could happen in this country to make it a very different country from what it is right now.
We're speaking with Deborah Berger. She's a registered nurse and co-president of the National Nurses United Union, the largest union and professional organization of registered nurses in U.S. history. They have over 190,000 members nationwide. And Deborah's here to talk to us about the topic we're going to get to right now, and that's the People's Summit gathering in Chicago, June 17th to the 19th. Deborah, tell us about how the idea of the recent gathering in Chicago, the People's Summit, was conceived of. What was the mission? What was the goal of gathering all these supporters of Bernie Sanders across the country to meet together in one place?
It didn't exactly start as a Bernie Sanders, you know, support group, right? It didn't start out that way. We actually were looking at the election cycle and looking at the choices and saying, you know, none of these choices are really anything that we can really get behind and support, none of the candidates. And we knew that politics as usual is still the agenda, but we have the highest income equality in the world. We have more and more and more people homeless. We have more and more people in poverty. We have more and more desperate people, more and more people that are uninsured, even with the Affordable Care Act. And we thought, well, we really need to look at the direction of this country and really start a plan for how to take our country back, right? How to improve it, how to make sure that the profits from all these corporations get shared more equitably. And no one union can do it, and no one group can do it. And it just started evolving as the Bernie Sanders campaign started taking off. And then we also realized that there were going to be a lot of people that were going to be very, very, very disappointed, because we thought, you know, Bernie Sanders is doing well, but they're already trying to put the nail in the coffin and say his campaign is dead. And we knew that he had always said that it wasn't going to be just about him. It's about the political revolution. It's about moving his agenda, which is our agenda. So we said, okay, let's do something before the Democratic Convention and the Republican Convention that really speaks to the people's issues. So it was going to be like a people's convention. Then we called it a people's summit because historically there have been various people's summits, right? So we started working with groups that we were already working with in the Bernie Sanders campaign, you know, like MoveOn.org and, you know, the 360 and the National Physicians for National Health Plan and Progressive Democrats of America, all these groups. We've been working with them for, you know, for years, and we thought, we've really got to get serious about changing the direction of this country. And it had a very, very, very positive effect on people that attended, because there was a mechanism to focus all of that energy that they had been pouring into the Senator Sanders campaign into what do we do next, right? Because that's what Bernie Sanders has been saying, is we've got a plan for what's next.
Now, summarize for us some of the substantive discussions that took place at the People's Summit meetings, and what, you know, what you believe are the most important things that that came out of this gathering that helps establish some kind of agenda for progressive activists going forward, both to this November's election and beyond.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of the groups had already started looking at having more progressive candidates running for office. The Republicans do it really well. They have Republican dog catchers, right? They support people that support their agenda at all levels, at the school board, at the PTA, at you know, just all these, quote, down ballot candidates. And if we're going to make any changes, we really do need to start with more progressive candidates just in the community. So we've started that. We also started getting people to really think about running and what you could do, and how are you going to work in your communities. Those were concrete issues that we were dealing with. We had several breakout sessions about how we can work together in the future. We did plenaries and general sessions on really looking at networking. We broke out into groups that weren't necessarily our own food group, right? So, like, we didn't have all nurses at one table and all, 360 people at another table and all of that. We actually mixed it all up and said, okay, back at home, how are we going to work on this to bring forward more progressive candidates? How are we going to work on the campaigns and use the lessons that we had learned in the Bernie Sanders campaign to translate those into a real race where we would have victories, and kind of model ourselves after the Reclaim Chicago, right?
Thank you, Deborah. Now, I wanted to ask you about a particular group we've had on representatives from, and that's an offshoot of the Bernie Sanders campaign, a brand new Congress. They got together and they said, let's use what we've learned in the Bernie Sanders campaign and our ability to raise funds to allow progressive candidates with grassroots support but not necessarily a lot of money to go forth and compete in a congressional district to elect progressive candidates to Congress. Is that something that is attractive to you and to a lot of people that came to the gathering there in Chicago?
Exactly. And we have actually, even before Senator Sanders ran for president, we were already implementing what we felt was a more concise and stricter endorsement policy. So it wasn't, will you endorse this? Will you endorse that? Are you going to be in favor of this issue or that issue? It was like, okay, what have you done in your community that says, not only have you not crossed a picket line, but where did you walk on a picket line? Where did you support a woman's right to choose a Planned Parenthood clinic and stand up against people that are picketing the Planned Parenthood clinics? You know, so it's not like you can have this yes or no answer and then not have any action that shows that that really is a value and it's important enough that you take the time to do those kinds of things, right? So we had already started that, and we endorsed Lucy Flores in Nevada. We've endorsed Tim Casanova in Florida. There's some other progressive candidates that we've already started endorsing, and I think it's little by little you chip away at that. It's not going to happen overnight, and that's one of those things that's important for everybody to remember when you're used to this instant gratification, right? You can turn on the TV and get any program. You can change the channel if you don't like the views. This is actually going to be a long-range plan to educate people. Because during the canvassing, we found that if we got to somebody that said that they were Republican, that talked about the issues, they were actually willing to switch parties to vote for Senator Sanders based on core issues. So some people aren't as entrenched in political parties as much as they are issues. And once the issues are addressed, then they're willing to change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we think that that's key.
One thing Senator Bernie Sanders talked about throughout his career and certainly during his presidential campaign, and that is that electoral politics is just one part of our political process and culture. There has to be a grassroots movement out in the streets that complements any electoral efforts that are to be successful. And I'm wondering, as someone who's in the union movement and worked on Bernie Sanders' campaign and now thinking about the future, what is the inside-outside strategy from your point of view in terms of electoral politics, cultivating and supporting candidates, but on the other side, building a long-term movement that can exert pressure on any day of the week of any month and not just rise up, you know, 1 month a year when we go to the polls?
Well, it does take a culture shift. That is, there is no question about that. When our union decades ago decided to take over from the good old girls, you know, the managers and administrators in our union, and we took it over, and it is now staff nurse run, staff nurse driven, and it took a major culture shift to get nurses to actually be ready at a moment's notice to show up for a rally to support their colleagues or to show up for an issue. And Senator Sanders is right. It isn't just electoral politics that's going to change things. When we were confronted with the Ebola crisis, it wasn't the politicians that just said all of a sudden, oh, here's all the safety equipment you need. Here's all of the protections you need. We actually had to fight the politicians and the healthcare industry to get the personal protections we needed to care for our patients safely and not to bring it home to our families. But it required nurses out on the streets. We had a one-day strike and one-day rallies across the country. It was the largest one-day strike and rally in nursing history. And it was over Ebola protections. There were other issues, local issues, but it was the fact that we weren't getting what we needed. We weren't getting the training. And that couldn't have happened over an election period. That was an immediate right now issue that needed to be dealt with. And I think people in this country have sort of kind of gotten used to that, you know, politics. Here's the next politics cycle. Here's the next election, blah, blah, blah. Or I'm not into politics, right? You know, don't talk to me about politics. I don't do politics. But the very act of not participating is political. And they count on you to not participate. You don't have to like the people that are the politicians, but you do have to actually work to get them out of the way if they're not doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where we as a country have to say we have to be more involved if we want people to do their job.
Deborah, we only have a minute left, but I want to get your quick reaction to something that's certainly been a part of the discussion of building a progressive movement. And maybe you can give us some insight as to what might have been discussed on this at the Chicago gathering, the People's Summit. And that is, I think there's the perspective that's widely accepted that progressive organizations can't operate in silos anymore, that there has to be an all-for-one and one-for-all concept, that Black Lives Matter and environmentalists and people working against fracking and racial and social justice, and peace groups all have to make a common bond together if we're going to move the progressive movement forward. Was this something that you came out of the gathering in Chicago with some hope that it can actually move in a forward direction?
Well, I think Rosario Dawson summed it up perfectly when she said, you know, the one thing that she came back from the Bernie Sanders campaign energized and ready to work again was that she had causes that were dear to her heart, and she was always told, just pick one, just pick one. And what it turns out is we can all work together to get all of them addressed. We don't have to pick our favorite cause and say, that's the only one I'm going to work on. By being there to support everybody else, everybody else's brothers and sisters' causes, we will be able to say, okay, I'm not siloed into this one little special cause here, because they're all interconnected, right? They're all linked to changing the way society does business here in the U.S. and globally.
Well said. Thank you, Deborah. Sorry we're out of time. Leave our listeners with the website for your group, National Nurses United, where people can read about all kinds of projects you got going on there.
It's a great website. It's easy to get around. It's nationalnursesunited.org.
That's it, nationalnursesunited.org.
All one word.
Deborah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing your views on the whole Sanders and
my
the
pleasure.
Gathering.
Thank you for getting the word out there. It's really great.
All right. Well, I look forward to staying in touch. Thank you, Deborah.
Okay. All right.
Good night. Good night. That's Deborah Berger, registered nurse and co-president of National Nurses United Union.